Hi, I'm Candice Ohoma, and I'm the Access Campaign Advocacy Officer. On the 2nd of October in 2020, South Africa and India submitted a joint proposal. The proposal requests a waiver to be granted to World Trade Organization members so that they do not have to implement, apply, or enforce certain obligations related to COVID-19 products and technologies. If the waiver was granted, it would allow countries who are World Trade Organization members to choose to neither grant nor enforce patents and other intellectual property related to COVID-19 drugs, vaccines, diagnostics, and other technologies, including masks and ventilators. This would provide countries with the policy space needed to collaborate in research and development and manufacturing, scaling up and supplying COVID-19 tools. As you might know, all governments are facing challenges ensuring timely, sufficient, and affordable access to effective medicines, vaccines, diagnostics, and other essential medical tools. This is especially challenging for your low and middle-income countries, and hence why this proposal by South Africa and India is very important to better respond, or rather to aid in better responding to the pandemic. However, this proposal has not gone unchallenged, especially from high-income countries like the US, the UK, Canada, and the EU, amongst various others who have already secured vaccines in numbers. They have undermined the merits of this proposal, pointing to existing mechanisms to solve this issue on IP barriers. We believe countries should make use of all licensing mechanisms in place to ensure access to these medical tools, including the patent waiver. We as civil society believe countries should support this waiver, hence we will be demonstrating on the 2nd of February outside opposing country embassies, delivering a letter requesting for their support or at least to not block this particular proposal from South Africa and India.
The demonstration will account for all COVID-19 restrictions and pay careful attention to social distancing measures to ensure our safety.